This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Iranians began voting early today in a presidential election tipped in favor of a hardline protege of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Public apathy has been widespread after a panel under Khamenei barred hundreds of candidates, including reformists and those aligned with the outgoing president, the relatively moderate Hassan Rouhani. State-linked opinion polling and analysts have put the hardline judiciary chief Ibrahim Raisa as the dominant frontrunner among the four candidates. The U.S. Supreme Court has dismissed a challenge to the Obama-era health care law, which helped millions of Americans, including those with pre-existing conditions, to be insured. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was quick to hail the ruling by a 7-2 vote. The justices left the entire Affordable Care Act intact, ruling that Texas and others who sued to have it scrapped failed to show they had the standing to attack it as unconstitutional. They'd gone after the law's mandate that people have health insurance or pay a penalty, but that requirement became less impactful when Congress reduced the penalty to zero 4 years ago. Cybersecurity experts have begun poring over the transcripts from Wednesday's news conference in Geneva to determine whether the U.S.-Russia summit will produce real progress in halting a wave of high-profile ransomware attacks. For most, the answer is it's too soon to tell. Biden vowed that Vice President Vladimir Putin over ransomware, confronting him rather, no breakthrough in sight. The two leaders agreed to start consultations over the issues. By remote, this is VOA News. The United States is investing $3.2 billion in the development of an antiviral pills for COVID-19 and other viruses that could spark new pandemics. The top U.S. infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, made the announcement Thursday at the White House briefing as part of a new initiative called the Antiviral Program for Pandemics. Pills for COVID-19 are already in the developmental stage and could begin to be available by the end of this year if clinical trials are successful. Pharmaceutical companies such as AstraZeneca and Pfizer have begun testing antiviral medications in pill form. Israel has launched airstrikes on the Gaza Strip for a second time since a shaky ceasefire ended last month's 11-day war. The strikes came after activists mobilized by the territory's militant Hamas rulers launched incendiary balloons into Israel for a third straight day. There were no immediate reports of casualties from the airstrikes, which were reported by local media and could be heard from Gaza City. Earlier, Israeli police, used stun grenades to disperse Palestinian protesters from the Damascus Gate in East Jerusalem, the epicenter of weeks of protests and clashes with police in the run-up to the Gaza War. Well, Hong Kong police used a sweeping national law, security law, Thursday to arrest five editors and executives of a pro-democracy newspaper on charges of colluding with foreign powers. First time the legislation has been used against the press. Police said they had evidence that more than 30 articles published by Apple Daily played a crucial part in what they called a conspiracy with foreign countries to impose sanctions against China and Hong Kong. The paper said in a statement that the move left it speechless but vowed to continue its reporting and even invited other media outlets to watch the Friday editions roll off the press, a show of its commitment to continue its work. Former President Laurent Gbagbo returned home to Ivory Coast Thursday, a decade after his refusal to concede defeat in the presidential election, sparking months of violence that left more than 3,000 people dead. As always, for details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. VOA News. Mm-hmm.